Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the gigantic universe around our very small planet and what we can look for in our dark skies here in the islands. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, the planets Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will be visible in the morning sky during sunrise. Now, all three are more or less arranged in an arc from east to west, so they should be very easy to spot. The moon this week is, of course, waning, meaning towards the end of the week, our skies will become a little bit darker than they are now.
I don't know how easy this was to spot, but we're headed up to the Mauna Kea summit for the discovery of a young star system.
Indeed. The Gemini Observatory atop Mauna Kea has imaged a star system called TW Hydra. It's around 180 light years from the Earth, so pretty much in our own backyard as far as the galaxy is concerned. What they discovered was a disk of gas and dust that may actually be hiding young planets.
And what gives them the idea that it might be hiding planets?
Well, as you know, gas and dust is very hard to see through, especially if you're using visible light. Now, in order to spot these young planets, Gemini has to use some neat tricks.
That would be infrared, Gemini Planet Imager, I'm guessing.
You got it. Scientists used the GPI to image a hidden cloud of dust. What they found was a dark ring indicating that possibly a large Jupiter-type planet is lurking somewhere in that baby solar system.
So this thing has a star and then potentially some planets around it.
That's right, but because the star is such a young age, in fact, it's only 8 million years old, so it's a baby as far as stars are concerned. Now, because it's so young, the planets haven't fully formed yet, so it's basically surrounded by a ring of gas and dust, which is going to give birth to these protoplanets, or young planets, as they're called.
Kind of like the beginning of the universe sort of deal.
Yeah, in fact, 4.5 billion years ago, our own solar systems started out pretty much the same way. And so by studying this distant star system, we can learn an awful lot about how our own solar system formed all that time ago.
And when do we get to have the big birthday party for what's its next cycle?
Well, it's 180 light years away, so I guess the birthday will be in 180 years' time.
It's Christopher Phillips and another exciting chapter of Stargazer here. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.